Welcome to Break for Frogger 2.5, the gaming hell special, because we decided in an infinite and unique wisdom we'd play some rubbish video games for the evening. What you're hearing in the background is Tom playing, is it Custer's Revenge?
It is Custer's Revenge.
Which is like a, by the look of it, a Ken Clark simulator. Because it features, as it is, a man with a stoner, as they call it.
Enlarged penis.
An enlarged penis, if you want to put it politely. Who is attempting to, well, essentially, isn't he, politely put it, rape an Indian woman.
Pretty much.
Al didn't believe this existed, did you, Al?
No, it seemed unnecessary to make a game about this.
Yes.
This title shall not be made in the Emporium, I'll tell you that.
No, I was going to say,
it's not going to be on the Emporium shelves.
Is it not going to be on the Emporium shelves?
Not even in the section through the curtains.
at the back of the Emporium? Have you got any new special stuff?
No, under the counter dealers in my Emporium.
No, under the counter dealers in your Emporium.
Okay. I'm sure Custer wore clothes when he went to battle. I can't remember. You know, it's not historically accurate either, you know?
Not really.
He's not in battle just now. He's actually enjoying himself with some time off.
I also want to know why the Indian woman's not running away. I mean, she's got half an hour to see him coming. Why she dodges the arrows, but she just stands there. Do you think she's a bit of a tease, really?
Well, either that or she's really into it. I'm not sure which one it is.
I don't know.
Wait, now the arrows are going faster.
For those of you who don't know the game, you've got to get Custer from one side of the screen to
the other side.
Without having an arrow hit him. And when you get to the woman, you press the button as hard as you can to knob her one, basically. And you get different amount of points for how hard you knob her.
You're putting one for every knob you get.
Cam. Until an arrow comes and hits you in your head.
It's a bit rapey.
It is, yes.
No, this isn't a bit rapey, this is rapey.
This is rapey, essentially. This is rapier than Sucker Punch ever was.
Yeah, because it's actually...
What?!
100 rape points! In a dark style. I'm here in person, by the way, I'm not over Skype this time.
Yeah, Ewan's here. Actually, yay. I should really mention that Ewan is in the room with us to witness this travesty.
I suggested this game, actually.
You did, actually.
Oh, is it the background change?
Right.
Jesus Christ, level 2.
110 is the score set.
Alright,
Jamie.
110 is the score beat.
What's the thrust button?
Don't you ask that question so often in your life?
Tonight, we will answer the question.
The pelvis pusher is A.
Thank you very much. Come on, you bastard. Let's go.
This is truly terrible.
Enough.
You say it's truly terrible, but we've played it for at least 10 minutes now, so...
It's just... It's more of disbelief, isn't it, really? You're kind of looking at it going, this exists. It's like some kind of weird thing.
Oh,
three.
Oh.
Three.
Barely got it in her.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
I barely felt anything.
Oh,
fucking...
That was an arrow to the back of the head, just as you were withdrawing. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's almost Catholic.
Unique form of contraceptive.
It is. It's almost like Catholic in its outlook. At the moment of ejaculation, withdraw. And I think that's that Billy Connolly thing, isn't it? Wild horses would not make me withdraw. Why does he dance up and down and leave his boots on
the
ground?
I scored 8. Fuck you all. Who's next?
Right, come on. Right. What's the button?
The button is A.
I like
Resident Rapey Geordie.
Can you do anything else?
No.
Right. Any other buttons do anything?
You can't jerk off on her. That's not an option.
Can you
turn around and take her in? No.
Right.
She's a goat.
Yeah, is there any animals on this?
No. No.
Maybe a horse.
No.
Just go, press harder. Oh, see, Al's already beaten me here. That's bullshit. The hours.
That's what
she said. She probably said stop, stop, stop.
Most girls do.
Right. Oh
my God!
This is truly a terrible.
You might love it when you play it.
No, I don't think I'm gonna.
Well,
come on! Once you go, yeah! Hey, I last longer than this in real life, right?
Oh my!
She's more sex than I've had in a long time.
Oh my! Hang on! 90! Oh!
What was the rapey record?
100 was the rape-tastical record.
110!
110, sorry.
110?
Only 18 to go. Go!
Oh! Hey! Record unbeaten.
And with 93, Thomas the leader at the moment.
No, Tom got 110. I'm on that. There you go, Cam.
Oh, no.
You're going to be high score.
I've got to play this.
Yes.
What is it? Eight.
Yeah. Is the magic button.
Oh, God, here we go.
See if you win.
I know, that's what I'm worried about, actually. I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned that my competitive nature takes over. And
it will. Well,
we all know what happens with Vanishing Point.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't want to even...
Oh! We even get across the screen.
I think they've got, like, one of them things when you log in and it's like, your friend got 100 rapist points and you've never got played again, yeah?
Your friend hit her so hard it tore through her. Can you beat that? Oh! Oh, strategy!
Oh, strategy!
Oh, right into the head. So I'm the least great tactical person. Because Cameron yes. get 19.
I'm not sure I'm proud to be the most fantastic person.
I wouldn't be, to be honest with you. I really.
You had some practice, though, Tom.
What?
I mean, you've played it, but you've played
it
before we played it.
Whoa! Disclaimer.
I mean.
I got 45.
You played it right. Before we played it.
Tom's the rape champion of Break for Frodo.
Tom is the rape.
Woo.
You like to take Tom on con? Good luck, because he's quite good with the A button.
I think there's an in-you moment to present his trophy knock around somewhere.
Oh, no. So, overall, our reviews of Custer's Revenge.
It certainly gave us a laugh. If
I'm still laughing at the walk.
Cameron?
I just don't even want to contemplate this ever again.
Do you think this will be on Xbox Live anytime soon?
No, I don't even want to even think about this. To be oh, no way.
Can I have one more try so we get above 8?
It might be in HD next time.
I would say...
HD?
I was going to say it leaves a bad taste in the mouth.
No, that's the other game we played earlier.
Oh, right, okay.
Can I have one more try so we get above 8?
To be fair, is that a male Indian or a female Indian?
Who cares? The rectangles, so... Oh, well, I'm currently around 18, so 8 at the last time. Yeah, I apparently don't have this gene in my blood.
The rape gene?
Yeah. Cameron's like ashamed right now.
I'm just completely bemused at why this would exist.
Oh, right, I got nothing that time. Alright, I've had enough.
You've got one more
turn. One more shot.
Oh, yes, so I do.
You could get 103 in one turn.
No,
oh,
no
you
don't. Me.
Oh, well.
Go, just have another go. Go.
Oh, what the hell.
Oh, God, why are we still playing this?
It's like an hour later, this is going to be the only game we've played. I'm up to 1 million rare points.
God. As long as I'm a black guy. Thankful for that.
I like how the whole sky explodes if you get shot.
It gets quite limp when you get hit by an arrow as well.
Well,
I'd
so
imagine
you
would as well. You know, I think your blood would be evacuated elsewhere.
Aww.
Four.
Right, I don't understand this at all. I understand what's going on, but... Ah, shut up. You're all cunts.
Right, that's the end.
Enough
of that.
Well, that's
move.
The
Custer's had his revenge. That's
I don't think he has.
So we'll never speak of this game again.
No, let's never speak of this again. This is quite shameful, actually. I'm gonna go and I'd rinse my mouth out with something. Anyway, enough. Sorry.
Hit the button.
Right, okay. Next game. The somewhat infamous E.T.
on
the Atari.
We dug this up in the landfill site, didn't
we? Yeah, we had to go to Nevada for this one.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Little
oh
green
my
shit from the Lord to the
ground. What the fuck is
right,
this?
Right, hang on, there's an arrow.
There's an arrow pointing
keep changing direction. Which way? I don't know.
Go down. Right, so E.T. is currently... Oh my god!
What the?
What the fuck?
Ah!
Oh my god, you
Oh, I'm getting ripped out of the wrong game.
Oh no!
Hang on, I can float.
Using your own neck.
Right, you appear to be stuck in some pit. Oh, and now you're in a...
What the fuck?
You're back down a hole again. And you're floating.
I have
up
no idea.
Why is there like 9,000 slowly decreasing in the bottom of the screen?
I can't get out the fucking hole, right? Oh, fuck.
There's a man chasing you. There's a man chasing you. He's still... No, he's disappeared.
What?
Wow, look at this. There's some houses and I'm trying to explain because from an audio point of view,
I'll go back in the end. You're gonna put us in there anyway.
Dick Tracy's currently chasing ET.
Yeah, Dick Tracy's Warren Beatty has decided to chase ET, which is similar.
I need to pick up them black dot things. Is the aim of the game?
Is it?
I use that term loosely.
Now, this is a forest type thing.
Oh, I've fallen
down a hole again. Al, stop falling in the holes, man. I know you can't see them. Just stop falling down them, okay? I'm still interested in why we're getting this sort of 6,700 now.
Is that a timer, perhaps?
That's when the end of the world happens.
It's the end of the world, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
you just fall and you float out of the hole.
I spent more times in the hole than fucking Custard did, right?
Oh, Jesus. Delayed reactions. All that is missing with everyone else in the room. So,
what is going on here?
Right. Imagine you're a kid and you've just seen E.T. and you thought, you know what I'll do? I'll get a tire for the entire 2600.
This is ridiculous, is it not?
Yeah, I would imagine this would be an absolute crushing disappointment if you got this and were expecting
I'd rather have gone like childhood leukemia or something in this game. Seriously. Oh, dear God.
Oh, fuck, shit.
I think the recovery time is about the same, actually, between leukemia and this, actually.
And this is ridiculous.
I was going up and down from home. So for those of you who are wondering, I'm sick, so my voice is all fucked up, so you're going to make fun of me, suck my dick.
Silence.
No takers, good. Okay.
No takers, no. So,
I think it's, what's your opinion of this game?
It's hit the difficulty spike.
I think it's hit a difficulty wall, to be honest with you, Alex.
Let's see how we get to nothing.
Yeah, because this is number, it's now on like 1,400 odd.
Yeah, every time you fall, you lose
slowly decreasing.
You mean every time I fall, like...
You lose about 300 every time you fall, so...
I thought it was out there.
Nope.
How are you floating? Every time you float, it goes back up again. What's going on here? Oh, he's...
down.
Are we going to witness the death of E.T. here?
Let's hope so.
Oh, no!
What the fuck?
He's brought me back to life,
haven't I? Wait, some man walked into E.T. and he's alive again. Should I go to your right or left? Fucking hell.
This is just truly
I'm not even near the fucking hole.
You can't even see it, that's the problem. Uh-oh. Why is there some guy in a cap chasing you?
Right. Now I'm getting somewhere.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Right.
Back down the hole.
I've seen enough of this.
If I get...
Fucking hell.
Apparently they had about 6 weeks to program this. I don't think it shows.
No.
At all.
6 minutes, I think.
You're a blind, deaf, retarded person going to put this together, to be honest.
I'm disassociating myself from that comment.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I mean, a blind, deaf person could have put this together. Any better?
Much.
Okay. If he's got mental difficulties, I don't know. I can't see.
Wait a minute. You died there by walking in... Can you die in this game? Or is this that kid going to keep coming and saving
it
all
the time? I think Elliot keeps coming to save you. Christ knows why I'd want to die if I was in this game.
It's like some strange hell you're stuck in down this strange hole.
A gaming hell.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Let's have a shot, see if I can get any better.
Alright, then. You're supposed to collect the black dots, I think, is the aim of the game.
Okay. Oh no, you've killed him so much, he's dead now.
Oh my god, E.T. is... That's it, you're game over.
I'm not playing this. This game is shit.
I mean, I'm going to spend on that all, for fuck's sake. That was pretty Trillion Miner at one point.
Oh.
Topical jokes from Al. I like them. Can you feel the power of the gladiators?
Thrust it in your mouth. What?
Pardon?
What?
This is American Gladiators.
Yes.
Oh, holy Jesus.
I'm happy to say I have no...
What, it's not even past the title screen yet, Cameron.
It's just this kind of licensed by Nintendo.
I don't even know the theme of American Gladiators.
Nor do I. Well, there's.
Oh my god!
Is that Ron Simmons?
We haven't got Jet or Wolf for anybody.
Do you remember Jet?
Yes.
That was a long winter evening flying by, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right, I don't give a shit.
But a whole new meaning to Jet Stream that did.
What? One on one, ooh.
No, tournament sounds better. Sounds
yeah.
Better. Let's go tournament. Go. This is Ewan's going to be entering.
Yes.
Ewan's got to answer if he's male or female. Yeah.
Hence your name.
Oh no, it's even worse.
Oh no. No, what are you doing? Why would someone called Rape go on in the medical?
It's rapper!
Rapper!
It's rapper!
Sure that would have two P's.
No!
Not raper. Basic English here, come on. Game on, here we go.
Yes. I have no idea what I'm doing here.
You appear to be in some kind of tournament. You're against Sean in the first round.
Leslie Roddenberry.
So here's Sean.
I like this. After zero events, your score is
right,
zero.
Assault's coming up now.
That's the one in the.
What am I doing?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no, right. You should have to get to the end of this. It's kind of top down thing.
I don't know what this game is.
I think you just got to run. Oh, that's the exit. There you go.
You can't get hit off the tennis balls.
Go.
What? I got to the exit, you motherfucker!
He made it to the exit and got hit by a tennis ball anyway. It's like some kind of long kind of shooting range you have to kind of get past. After one event is 0-0, so it's Sean did fuck all as well. But you're in an event called Human Cannonball, man.
I'm not sure what Human Cannonball is, I'm glad it is.
I see, American version could be anything.
American version was like, fuck, what the heck is this? Oh my god.
Oh, is it swing shot? No.
Whoa!
You've hit the audience somewhere.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, you've got
too
swing.
Fast. He's too fast.
I couldn't stop the bars.
If you have to swing it.
Is that your event?
After two events, it's 0-0. Oh, it's Atlasphere. It's
this
something
game's
actually
fucking awful.
All that can say is Sean's a bit shit as well, isn't he?
Yeah, you're both bad at your event. It's the general. The blessing. Yeah. Oh no. Here we go.
You've got to get on the little score.
I got over that.
No, you don't go on that one. No, down. There should be like a one and yeah. No, hang on. Yeah, them things you go over. It should give you points. Yeah.
Oh come on.
Oh, you didn't set off the pyros.
Motherfucker.
Oh, you did. Oh, Sean's got 4 points. Yeah.
Sean's got 4. Oh no. Oh, he's got to hit these little volcano things.
This is just like the TV program with the big hamster ball things.
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially that's it. That was them big.
You got to sit in the middle practically if you can.
Really?
Yeah.
While someone tries to knock you off the end.
Sean's got 7.
That's still not working. I'm kind of defective here. These things.
What do I have to do? 7 and take a shit?
I think it's huge inquiries necessary.
Oh, right, finally!
Right, 2. But you've only got like 3 seconds left.
Bullshit.
8-2. Sean's winning. This is bad news indeed. Bad news.
Two events. 3 events, was it?
Yeah.
That's 3 events, yep. This is.
A black screen.
It's the Pugel stick thing.
If I remember correctly, it's LNR, but I don't know what LNR are on this.
Oh, go. Come on, you. Come on. Knock him off. Oh, I jumped. Knock him off.
Oh, go on.
On you go. That's jump. Oh, no.
Oh, look, he's in. You're doing well. Which one are you in?
I'm the left.
Oh, right. I thought you were the other side. Right.
Nice. Oh, no.
Another one bites the dust.
I'm gone.
Oh.
I did alright, that was better.
Can anyone see this got one of the worst games ever?
It's completely a mystery to me. After 4 events, Sean 8 and Rapper 2.
It's Rapper!
With 1P?
Yes!
I've no idea what event Gemini is, I'm afraid.
No, it's Powerball.
Alright. Oh, not Powerball.
What the fuck is this?
You pick up your ball, I don't know if you've picked a ball up and slam it in one of them containers. I've no idea how you do any of this.
I don't got a ball.
Oh, right. Yeah, you got a ball. Right,
but
go.
If they're rubbish, you drop the ball.
Oh, arse.
You sound like you've played this before, Al.
No, I just watched Gladiators.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm hitting all the buttons.
Do you remember Jet?
Not getting a fucking ball. Look, I'm hitting all the buttons.
Try L or R, I don't know. Well, Sean's managing it.
It's a fucking computer, of course it's going to manage it.
And with that, Rapper withdrew from...
from the Indian.
Gladiator.
Right. Oh, hang on. Is it you've got to go to the other side?
Al's taken over.
Oh, you might be right, actually. Oh, there you go. No, does it really matter? Let me see. I want to try and continue. Go on. I'm fucking... so far behind. Let's go. At least I've scored something.
Oh, 10 no. to, I think.
The wall is next.
What wall?
This should be good fun.
Has Brian May done the music for this one as well?
Oh.
Here we go. Right.
On the... Left, left.
Oh, here we go. It's this kind of massive wall climb thing that took ages. Oh, no, there's a gladiator chasing after.
I think you've got to hit the handholds.
I'm trying to.
Oh, no, he's off the wall. He's off the wall.
Where's the other gladiator like? He's not even...
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's there. Oh, no, he's up. There we go.
He gets 10 points for that.
He does.
I think Sean's pulling away now. 20-2 after six
so
events.
So he'll have a 9-second head start in the eliminator.
In 90, you know all this.
What?
All this kind of.
Well, generally you got. Oh.
You can't start yet.
Nope.
Well, the handbike.
There's a lot of split screen for no reason. I've noticed.
When can you start? Oh.
I'm not started yet.
This is longer than 9 seconds.
Maybe it's.
Huh? Maybe it is that. Oh, no, there we go. Hey, he's away. Go on, power walk at you and. Hey!
It's just the.
What are you putting the L and R buttons on?
Yeah, apparently you need to do that.
He's going up. Look, the other guy's getting knackered. You've probably got a chance. Tortoise in the hair. Tortoise in the hair, Ewan. Tortoise in the hair, come on. Oh, he's off that zip line.
There
we go.
Finished?
Oh, he is. Twat.
Oh, they're hurdles, I think, Tom. Time, you and me.
Yep.
Well, final score. 30-2. That went okay.
Did it?
Yeah. That was...
In the same way we've been hit by a bus is going okay?
Yeah. So just a shame that...
Can I have a go?
This is the third game of the evening. This is Rise of the Robots. Probably one of the first examples of massive overhype. Because this was...
It was.
Shockingly over-advertised. And
it was fucking terrible.
Rubbish. Oh, there we go. Look at that.
I do. I remember it. I remember it being advertised quite well. As, you know, revolutionary fighting game and the rest of it. Off the back of the Street Fighter success.
Yep. Oh.
Ooh. One player, please.
Yes. Mission brief or trick? Nah, it's mission brief. I don't care.
I can't read it.
Oh, this is better than the Mega Drive one.
Yeah, we had the Mega Drive one running a little while ago, but this is the Nintendo one we're doing now. And this is, population 34,000, 13% human. Here we go. Oh, I appear to be fighting...
13% human, isn't
the thing that Ripley drives at the end of Aliens. Saying. Combat abilities poor, power rating low, intelligence low, weak points speed.
You're fighting.
No tactical ability. Threat minimum.
You're fighting Eastern European taxi driver.
Essentially, I am, yeah. Look, here we go. Oh my god.
Is the screen not going to be that small?
Here we go. Caution. Droid activated and approaching.
Oh no, it's coming towards us.
It's coming towards us, right? I appear to be like controlling some guy that looks like the Silver Surfer, but
yeah.
Isn't. Oh my god. Through his old buffers.
Wow, this is terrible.
Keep pressing A, you rare bit enough.
Jesus.
It's hardly like GSP, is it?
No, all you're doing, all cameras are running is kicking this robot called Loader. And it appears to be working quite well, but yes, it's hardly MMA. Slow motion defeat.
Do you get any sort of like special moves, fireballs, anything like that?
I highly doubt it.
I'll try and see what I can do. I'll try and use the power. He died by power failure.
Yeah.
Oh god, I have to do a round two against this thing. Here we go. Oh, he's
learned. Off, yeah, he's learned off your fight.
He has. He's learned.
Has he? Fuck.
Like Cameron's managed to defeat Loader by just kicking him.
Oh, he's taken. He's gone aerial. He's in the corner there. He obviously hasn't learned by the fact I can just walk up to him, kick him in the chin, and then walk back again.
No.
And nothing he's doing is actually stopping me doing that.
Oh. Rather impressively cool NRG.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I've won. I've beat a Loader.
They made a big deal of the graphics as well, but they don't look very special, do they?
Opponent deactivated. Red. Virus destroyed. Cyborg victory. Oh, yeah, I'm the man. I'm the fucking man.
You're the cyborg.
I'm the man. Oh. Oh, what's this? Looks like a monkey. Analyzing form.
Builder.
Class 1. Intelligence low. Power rating high. Combat abilities average. Strength, powerful arms. Agile legs.
Weak points, leg speed.
So, weak points of the leg. Threat minimum.
So I was a camera listener to this, he's watched the minimal rate robot.
Oh god, it even walks like an ape. Look at that. Droid activated and approaching. This is truly bad. Oh, I paused it for no apparent reason. Have I?
I don't know. It was loading.
Alright, okay. It's a big fucker. Alright, going to go for the legs.
Alright.
I'm going to jump in first of all. Fuck me, slow.
No.
Oh, I just got panned in the mush.
This is so bad we've been silent.
I know, it's not great for a podcast,
I'm touched by amazement.
Amazement or bemusement?
It is truly abysmal.
Yeah. Brian, mate, you should know better to put your name to this game.
No,
well, up your house with a truckload of money.
Here's 60 pence in the Twix.
Oh, what? I mean, what? Freddy had been dead 2 years. You can understand, really, that he wanted to. Oh, no, what critical mass here.
This time we're going to be beaten by the Builder. Let's find out. Oh, it's even. It's even. Oh, my God.
Oh,
two
my
hits will do it.
Oh, this is exciting.
At all.
This is
all. The Cyber's going to come back.
A one hit at all.
Oh, the Builder takes it.
Oh. He's just basically Ape. He's called Ape.
His name is Ape. Wonderful.
He's called Ape. I put it to you guys, he's called Ape.
I saw Ape on the screen.
You know what Ape rhymes with?
No! Rate.
Shape.
Tape.
Great.
Tom.
Hey!
Okay, you're now backed into our corner.
I'm backing into a corner.
And
I'm just
in the words of the Iron Sheik, you're breaking. Oh no, it's coming back. You know, it's back in the corner.
There you go, the ape's dead. Round three, here we go. I remember them playing this
podcast involves trapping people in corners, it seems.
Oh.
Oh my god!
Oh my god. He's off again. Right, I'm just going to walk up to it and kick it in the head then, in that case, because that seems to be doing me. Look, I'm just getting in the corner, nice rhythm, kicking the head.
In the corner, nice rhythm.
Shut up. Kick it in the head. Keep kicking it in the head.
Oh, you've got flawless or whatever you got on
this. I've got flawless. How about that?
Well, just there you go.
So obviously, as you can see, boys, that learnt my fighting style. And
yeah.
Wasn't anticipating me booting it in the head consistently.
No.
Anyone else want to go?
No,
thank you.
That's it for the Gaming Hell special of Break for Frogger. We hope you have enjoyed the lovely special episode we have. It's a goodbye from me, Cameron Phillips.
Goodbye. What?
Go on, then.
Yeah.
It's a goodbye from me, Tom Oates.
It's goodbye from me, Jordy. I fucking love this great stuff. This is like,
you know. It's goodbye from me, June Taylor.
Don't forget, guys, breakforfrog@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes.
Email us,
you cunts, you know you want to.
Thank you for that.
Good night, everybody.